Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory, otherwise rain and snow showers early, then clearing skies mid-30s, wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs around 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper teens, and Saturday, mostly cloudy, snow early, around 31. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Thursday. A CDC emerging variant, which has been found in 33 states, was identified in Kansas yesterday afternoon. A resident in Ellis County was found to have the UK variant, known as B117. An investigation is being conducted to determine how the person became infected with the particular variant, as well as if any others may have been exposed. KWCH-TV reports no further details are being released concerning the patient, including demographics. Yesterday, we shared with you that some Dillon stores across the Sunflower State will be carrying the COVID-19 vaccine. And now, Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies could begin offering the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas as soon as late next week. Walmart and Sam's Club have already been offering the vaccine in 18 other states. Walmart says once a store or Sam's Club receives its allocation, an online scheduler will be available for those eligible to make appointments. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes.
Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustyEckFord.com.
The Johnson County Sheriff's Office has identified skeletal remains found last month in northeastern Kansas near Gardner Lake. WDAF reports that officials announced this week that the remains are those of 48-year-old Matthew Lee Mannion. Officials say the cause of death remains under investigation. Mannion's remains were found on January 11th near the lake, located just north of Gardner, and those remains were recovered by crime scene investigators and detectives the next day. No other information on Mannion or the investigation has been immediately released. The mayor of Shawnee, Kansas, has reached a diversion agreement with prosecutors that would resolve a perjury charge stemming from an open meetings complaint that she filed using the name of another person without his permission. The Kansas City Star reports a court notation against Shawnee Mayor Michelle Distler indicates the diversion order was entered this week. The investigation was opened last year after a local government watchdog informed police of a suspicious email. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska losing its top infectious disease expert to the private sector, just as the state is working to distribute coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Tom Safranek, who was Nebraska's state epidemiologist for 30 years, said yesterday he's retiring to take a job as chief medical officer for Omaha-based corporate healthcare consultant Total Wellness. Safranek joins the list of at least 181 state and local public health leaders in 38 states who have resigned, retired, or been fired since the pandemic began. A bill to boost training requirements for Nebraska's law enforcement officers has won key support from some of the state's largest police groups, but smaller agencies balked at the cost, and other measures designed to increase transparency faced stiff resistance. Organizations representing Omaha police officers and Nebraska police chiefs endorsed a proposal that would require a minimum of 40 hours of training for officers every year. Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A grand jury has been requested by Gage County prosecutors in the death of Mark Hadley of Wymore, who was found unresponsive December 31st in his jail cell at Beatrice, in custody of the Gage County Sheriff's Office. The 53-year-old was being held on multiple charges, including first-degree sexual assault of a child and incest, and was awaiting hearing. Staff finding Mark Hadley initiated CPR and he was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital, where he was declared dead. The grand jury inquest into his death submitted by Gage County Attorney Roger Harris. COVID cases are down dramatically in many rural communities, with 34 active cases reported as of the first of this week in Marshall County, with 3 hospitalizations. That was up 4 from late last week. Meanwhile, just 5 active cases in Washington County with none hospitalized marks the lowest count since mid-October. Nemahal County also down to just 9 active with no hospitalizations. Vaccine efforts continue, now focused on elderly residents as supplies become available. New board members recognized by the Marysville Chamber of Main Street include Sammy Krause with Pony Express Title, Rachel Fry with Marshall County Abstract, Dr. Kurt Olson with Blue River Eye Care, Rom Peschel with CES Group Engineers, and Melissa Sandman, teacher with Marysville Junior Senior High School. Kate Tomer serves as executive director for the organization, with offices at the Marshall County Visitor Center in Marysville. Community Memorial Healthcare has been named one of America's best hospitals for emergency care by the Women's Choice Award, signifying CMH is in the top 1% of U.S. hospitals offering emergency care services. Criteria includes relevant clinical performance, patient satisfaction, and appropriate accreditations. The best hospitals each year demonstrate exceptional ratings, providing the highest level of care and commitment to their patients' health and well-being. A grain marketing class, Winning the Game, will be offered in Republic County, hosted by River Valley Extension District, next Tuesday, February 9th, 12:30 till 5:30, at the 4-H building on the fairgrounds in Belleville. There will also be a Zoom link for those wanting to join virtually. Guest speakers will address grain marketing options and strategies. Registration deadline is Friday, with the class again next Tuesday afternoon in Belleville. Contact the River Valley Extension District for details and sign up. St. Gregory's Catholic School is celebrating Catholic Schools Week with a series of events, including recordings from students, staff, and teachers, airing throughout this week on KNDY and presented by St. Gregory PTO. There will be a 2-hour late start for the Diller O'Dell and Southern Public Schools on Thursday. Buses run accordingly, with a 2-hour late start at Diller O'Dell and Southern on Thursday. Charles F. Crist, age 69, of Washington, passed away January 31st. Services will be held at a later date in Missouri. The Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Charles Crist. Paula D. Meyer, age 87, of Hanover, passed away January 28th. Funeral services were held Wednesday at Hanover, with the Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell in charge of arrangements for Paula Meyer. Mildred L. Neiman, age 95, of Hanover, passed away January 31st. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, Hanover. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8, at the Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell in charge of arrangements for Mildred Neiman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham, scalloped potatoes, peas, and pineapple. Tomorrow, a fish sandwich, French fries, Normandy blend, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account. No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress, $999. Sectional with dual recliner or a Crosley washer-dryer set, all for $999. Or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details.
Customer satisfaction is first priority at Carriage Motor Company. Thank you to our customers for trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Motor Company in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest. On the warm side of this system, we're seeing rain showers, kind of wintry mix across the central parts of the Midwest. Northern parts will see snow accumulation. And the main thing is those gusty winds, wind gusts 30 to 40 miles per hour, making for some blowing snow, hazardous travel. Otherwise, behind the system, high pressure will move in across the central parts of the Rockies, High Plains area, upper parts of the Rockies, bringing clearing skies. It looks like all across the area in the central parts of the Midwest tonight, clear skies, dry for tomorrow, and then the Arctic air moves in for the weekend. So across the area, wind advisory, we'll have rain and snow showers early, then clearing mid-30s, wind gusts 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, highs around 40 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 75. The average low 19, the record low was 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:31, sunset this evening at 5:51. 32 degrees under a cloudy overcast, a band of snow, fairly light snow accumulation expected, but some blowing snow along with it this morning, reported in the Beatrice area and moving across through Gage County, moving through Washington County, about to approach our immediate listening area from the west. Again, some blowing snow may be the greater threat early this morning with little accumulation forecast out of this band of snow moving through. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 4th of February. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
What is radon? Home exposure to radon gas is the leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States for non-smokers. In Kansas, one in four homes will test at or above the EPA action level. The Surgeon General recommends all homes be tested and fixed if necessary. Visit KansasRadonProgram.org for more information. Test, fix, save a life. This message brought to you by the Kansas Radon Program, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
A dominant performance from the Eastern Conference's best, and a pair of top five college teams fall. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Regardless of where they play, the Hornets still can't figure out a way to stop the 76ers.
Sixers inbound, Simmons, underhand pass to Joel. Embiid goes away from Zeller, shoots it from 14. Rimming good, he got it!
The call on WPEN, Joel Embiid led the way for Philly with a double-double, 34 points, 11 boards. The Sixers topped the Hornets 118-111 to tie the Clippers for the NBA's longest active winning streak over a single opponent at 14 games. In Miami, Bradley Beal showed the rest of the league there's no quitting the Wizards despite their record.
Beal on the right sideline, splits the defenders, hangs in the air, flips up the shot, scores! Bradley Beal right to the rack!
On WFED, playing without Russell Westbrook, Beal shouldered the load for the Wizards, finishing with a team-high 32 points. Washington rallied from a 13-point second-half deficit to stun the free-falling Heat 103-100. Around the college hardboards, the suddenly streaking St. John's Red Storm stifled third-ranked Villanova in the Big East grudge match.
Off the missed free throw, St. John puts the basketball in the attacking zone. Champagne three on the right. Bingo!
On Learfield, IMG College, Julian Champagne scored all 14 of his points in the second half, while the Red Storm defense forced 17 turnovers. The Johnnies knocked off Villanova 70-59 for their fifth straight win. It's the Wildcats' first loss since late November. In other action, East Carolina snapped the nearly two-decade-old skid.
Here's Giroux weaving through traffic. He lost it. Picked up by White. Gets it ahead to Newton. Tristan goes to the basket and jams it with two hands.
On Learfield IMG College, Jaden Gardner's double-double, 21 and 15, powered the Pirates over fifth-ranked Houston, 82-73. It's East Carolina's first win over an Associated Press-ranked team since 2002. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Lynn at Hanover Thursday, makeup games. Marysville at Abilene Friday, Marysville at Chapman Saturday afternoon, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Smith Auto values all patron support and pledges to provide the same high standards of service in the future. Because of the valued customers, the business will continue to grow strong and vibrant. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations, and we buy scrap iron.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. For the third time in the last 4 months, the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index climbed above growth neutral. That according to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region depending on agriculture and or energy. The index increased to its second highest level since January of last year. Now, the overall index for January rose to 52 from December's 51.6. That index ranges between 0 and 100, a reading of 50, representing growth neutral. Dr. Ernie Goss, who heads up the study, said recent sharp improvements in ag commodity prices, federal farm support payments, and the Federal Reserve's record low short-term interest rates have underpinned the rural Main Street economy in a solid and positive growth range. Farming and ranching price index for the fourth straight month advanced above growth neutral. The January number, 56.3, it's the highest level since July of 2013, up from 55 in December. First time since 2013 the Creighton Survey has recorded four straight months of above growth neutral in the farmland prices. Well, a question on that latest Purdue CME Group Ag Economic Barometer finds more farmers say they will get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Ag Economy Barometer for January, released this week, finds producers' attitudes about receiving the COVID-19 vaccine have moved since fall. Nearly 6 out of 10 producers, or 58%, plan to get the vaccine as soon as it's available. Just 24% of producers said the same in October of last year. Still 28% of farmers say they will not get the vaccine, compared to 37% in October. The Ag Economy Barometer is calculated each month from 400 U.S. ag producers in responses to a phone survey. Last month, the Kaiser Family Foundation COVID-19 Vaccine Monitor reported 3 in 10 people in rural areas say they will definitely get the vaccine, compared to 4 in 10 in urban areas and suburban ones. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. After kind of a tough start on Wednesday, things turned around in corn, soybeans, and cans. The city wheat all finished quite nicely. March KC wheat up 6.5 at 6.25.5. May Kansas City wheat was up 6.75 at 6.29.25. We saw some positives in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well. March corn up 9 at 5.52. May corn up 6.75 at 5.49. Soybeans did quite nicely as well after kind of a tough start. A good finish. March beans up 16.5 at 13.71.25. May beans up 16.75 at 13.67.5. Double digit gains in most of the back months too. March soybean meal up 7.50 at 4.35.50. May was up 7.30 at 4.32.80. Bean oil managed to come out on top also. March Bean Oil at 44.48. That was up 16 points. May Bean Oil was at 43.76 at the close. That's up 14 points. So corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat all did nicely on the day after a really tough start. Things in the livestock complex, on the other hand, cattle didn't fare so well. February live cattle down 50 at 115.47. April down 7 at 122.45. So we saw issues with live cattle. March feeders down 60 at 138.52. April feeders down 42 at 141.82. So with corn and soybeans going up, cattle decided they'd go the other direction. Hogs managed to hold on. February hogs up 82 at 72.37. April up 112 at 79.20. And each of the back months was in the green for hogs. So mixed numbers in the livestock complex. Cattle lower, hogs were higher. Cotton was up. March cotton up 30 points at 80.99. May cotton finished the day 28 points higher at 82.33. So mixed numbers across the futures markets as we finished up the day on Wednesday. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting a big run of cattle today, over 1,300 head. Start time is 11 a.m., and the cafe will be open. Among Holstein steer consignments, 18 weighing in at 3 to 4 and a quarter, 20 weighing in at 4 to 5, 6 at 4 to 6, and 10 weighing in at 5 to 6. 10 Holstein steers, 5 to 6, 15 weighing 5.5 to 6, 15 weighing 750 to 8, and 9 Holstein steers weigh 750 to 850. 20 Hereford steers and heifers win 4.5 to 5. 19 black and red steers and heifers 475 to 550. 55 black and white face steers and heifers weigh 475 to 750. 20 black steers and heifers 5 to 6. 40 black and baldy steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650. 55 black and white face steers and heifers 5 to 6.5. 45 black and red steers and heifers 5 to 7. 48 black steers weighing 5 to 7. 50 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 8. 15 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7.25. 120 black and white face, red and white face steers and heifers weigh 575 to 8.25. 15 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 35 at 6 to 7. 6 at 6 to 7. And 9 weighing 6 to 7. 30 black steers, 6 to 7.25. 33 black steers, 6 to 7.50. 35 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 7.50. 40 weighing 6 to 8. 23 mixed steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 55 black steers and heifers, 6 to 8, another 30, and another 45 in that same weight range. 17 black and red steers and heifers, 650 to 7.25. 15 black steers and heifers, 650 to 750. 34 black and red steers, 7 to 8. 25 black heifers weigh 7 to 8. 36 black steers and heifers, 750 to 850. 48 black heifers, 750 to 850. 60 black steers, 875 to 9, and 120 weighing 9 to 950. Again, this is a big run, a dairy influence special today. Start time 11 a.m. Cafe is open at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
The solar minimum is behind us and solar cycle 25 is underway. We will tell you what it all means on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 4th, the 35th day of the year. Aviation hero Charles Lindbergh was born on this day in 1902. If you're keeping track, Solar Cycle 25 is underway, according to the scientific organizations. It began in December of 2019, but due to variability in solar activity, it can take months to verify the peaks and troughs of the sun's 11-year cycles. Solar flares and storms are expected to increase until the next solar maximum around the year 2025. Earth's magnetic field protects us from most effects, but geomagnetic storms have been known to cause surges in power grids and affect communication systems. On the bright side, the next few years should prove more favorable for displays of the northern lights. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 32 degrees in Marysville this morning, and a band of snow moving across our listening area west-east, moving now through the Marysville area, and some slushy roads reported to our north up in Nebraska. They're running two-hour delays for Diller O'Dell, Southern Public Schools among those. Buses run accordingly. Not a significant amount of accumulation out of this. Some blowing snow may be possible early today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Wichita State men's basketball team used a strong start to beat Tulane 75-67 last night inside of Charles Koch Arena. Tyson Etienne led the Shockers in scoring with 22 points. He shot 7 for 14 from the field and 4 for 7 from long range. It's Etienne's seventh game this year scoring 20 or more points. He added 4 rebounds last night to his stat line as well. It's the haircuts that sidelined them.
Two Chiefs players placed on the COVID reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl had been in the chair of a barber who tested positive. Reports say more than 20 other Kansas City players and staff members were scheduled for trims, including quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Daniel Kilgore, on reserve with DeMarcus Robinson, posted a picture of himself with half his head shaved after the team called off his haircut mid-trim. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
As long as they test negative, they're back in. Mid-America Network Sports.
Lynn at Hanover Thursday, makeup games. Marysville at Abilene Friday. Marysville at Chapman Saturday afternoon. Live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
KNDY.
Good morning from Beatrice 77 Livestock. Dennis Henricks with you here this morning. Hey, we do have our bread cow bread first calf heifer sale here today. So we are getting starting at 11 a.m. here this morning. We may need to hold up just a little bit, but 11 o'clock is scheduled time. We certainly do have a great set of first calf bred heifers along with three dispersals on bred cows. So, folks, here is the lineup here this morning. 16 Red Angus first calf bred heifers are going to be AI bred to convoy folks. Good set of heifers are going to be 8 months. They're the Rance Schweitzer cattle out of Pleasant Dale. 8 Black Baldy first calf bred heifers are AI bred to Surefire or Stingray. They're 8 months along again, and that's the Rance Schweitzer cattle. Barons out of Adams, there's 5 black red first calf bred heifers are bred Red Angus. They're 8 months. The Rohawk cattle, 6 black, first calf, OCV bred heifers, they're bred too. So whites are Red Angus, they're 6 to 8 months along. Next up is the Heidzig cattle out of Auburn, 27 black, first calf, OCV bred heifers. They're bred to Sav 10 speed. They are 8 months along, and they're the Bob Heidzig cattle. Out of Syracuse, 8 Red Angus OCV, first calf bred heifers, bred to Klein Black Angus. They are the Kreifels cattle at Syracuse, 8 months. Out of Hebron, 150 black and red first calf bred heifers. Handful of these will be AI bred folks. The balance will be Prefort and Bruning Black Angus. The red heifers will be bred to Ed Durst Red Angus. They are 7 to 8 months. That's the Lucky MB and the Mum cattle out of Hebron. Going to Costal, down on the state line area, 26 Black Baldy, first calf, OCV bred heifers. They're going to be AI bred to Hickok and revved up along with Oscar. They are 8 months along, and the Dairy Coastal cattle. Kenoki cattle, 10 black first calf bred heifers. They're bred to Tegmeyer Hereford. They're 7 to 8 months. 50 head of black and red first calf bred heifers, AI bred to ABS Bacon. Also, Oscar, they are the Kennedy Dijon cattle. They are 7 to 8 months along. The Lang heifers, 6 black first calf bred heifers, AI bred to Tex Playbook. They're 7 to 8 months. Along with 25 black and brocco face first calf bred heifers, they're bred Black Angus. They're 7 to 8 months. They're the Roy Wood cattle out of Palmyra. Blaine Richards out to the west has 3 black first calf bred heifers. They're going to be AI bred to Thunderbird. They are safe in calf 8 months. Then we move on to the bred cow sales side, guys. Nice set of bred cows here today. Starting off with the Mason cattle out of Kansas. 10 red and black bred cows, 3 to 6 year olds, are bred Red Angus. They're 7 to 8 months. Then the dispersal of Ranch Schweitzer cows, 52 black bred cows, 4 to 8 year olds, are going to be bred Black Angus and Char. They're pregging 7 to 8 months. That is the Ranch Schweitzer dispersal. Bob Roerig out of Friend, Nebraska, dispersal of 60 head of black bred cows. They're 5 to 8 year olds. They're bred Black Sim Angus. They're pregging 7 to 8 months. Bob Roerig out of Friend, Nebraska. The other dispersal will be 19 black bred cows, 5 to 8 year olds. They are the Dwayne Rosenthal cows. They're pregging 7 months. Very good dispersal cows, folks. Then moving on to Trout Angus out of Tecumseh, 24 black bred cows, 7 years to broken. They're 6 to 8 months. The next set is Eddie Dorn on a reduction sale of 29 black bred cows, 4 to 9 year olds. They're bred LHT or Walder's Black Angus. They're pregnant 7 to 8 months. Eddie Dorn out of Philly. Also, the Ray cattle out of DeWitt, 24 black and red bred cows, 4 year olds to broken. Bred LHT or Kamek Angus. They're pregnant 7 to 8 months. Shane Schweitzer. Up at the Dorchester area, 44 black bred cows, 7 years to broken mouth, bred LHT or Black Sim, or the Black Angus Holman Bulls are 3 to 8 months. Warner has 6 black bred cows, 3 to 7 year olds, are going to be 3, 5, and 7 months along. The Zeman cow,